Welcome to the ABCs today. Welcome to the ABCs of Home Organization, the podcast that simplifies home management, one letter and habit at a time. I'm your host, Stephanie King, your go-to gal for all things decluttering and home organizing. Thank you so much for joining me. This podcast is all about breaking down home organization into bite-sized, doable habits. Inspired by my book, ABCs of Home Organization, each episode gives you quick, actionable steps to clear the clutter, build routines that stick, and turn your space into a home that empowers you. Whether your home feels like chaos or you just want a little refresh, you're in the right place. We're here to simplify your world, elevate your mindset, and give you back your time so you can focus on what really lights you up. New episodes drop every Wednesday at 6 a.m., perfect for that morning coffee or commute. Hit play, subscribe, and let's get this transformation started. Your beautifully organized life starts now. Hello, and welcome to the ABCs of Home Organization podcast. I'm your host, Stephanie. Hi, hi. And today we are going to be discussing letter P. P is for praising every effort, big or small. Create a high five wall to showcase positive deeds, art, milestones, tasks, and achievements. You can use your fridge, doors, boards, or digital displays. So welcome, welcome, welcome. Hello, hello, hello. How is life? How is your organizing life? Have you listened to a few of these podcasts? Have you learned anything? Are they helping you in your day-to-day to maintain or and or to get organized, to reduce your clutter? Is it helping you mentally? Talk to me, talk to me, talk to me. I would love feedback. I would love for someone just to post on my Facebook wall, be like, hey, I'm listening, Steph, and I think that this is great. I have learned X. That is my challenge. So if anyone's out there, I'm talking to you. I am talking to you. And my hands are in prayer mode. So please, please, please. Thank you. In all seriousness, I do hope that you are finding these episodes useful, that it is helping you transform your life, giving you back control, allowing you to create the exact sanctuary that you want your home to be. And I hope you continue to listen. So, okay, we're going to take off into P. And what we're discussing today is a brief intro into why do we praise? Why is it that everyone needs to be praising ourselves and everyone? What is a high five wall? How to praise by age group, including us adults. And then we'll go into how to implement at the end of the episode. So stay tuned. Here we go. So first, what exactly is praise? According to the Merriam-Webster Dictionary, it's to express a favorable judgment of, to commend, or an expression of approval. And so this is vitally important for all ages. Whether you're 5 years old or 95, we all love to receive compliments or appreciation, to be acknowledged that our efforts are seen and appreciated. And so the physical aspect of it is that when someone praises you or praises me, our brains release dopamine, which we love. We're always chasing a dopamine hit. And that's what you do when you work out. It's what you do when you go shopping and you see a sale. You're getting all these dopamine hits. And so what it's doing, though, is it's wiring your brain to repeat said behaviors. And so if you receive praise for making the bed, your brain is like, ooh, I like that. And then they'll keep making the bed because they want to get that dopamine hit. And so praise works, and you got to keep on praising. Studies have also shown that praising effort versus acknowledging talent or an outcome builds resilience and a growth mindset, which is huge, again, for all ages. And according to the Gallup poll, 70% of employees say motivation and morale would improve with more appreciation. Again, it's a mindset switch, right? Like if somebody acknowledges all the hard work you've been doing, it takes away some of the annoyance or the stress, or and if you're feeling down or you've had a rough day, you've been working really hard, you feel like no one sees you, there's no appreciation, and some, your boss or someone that you respect or just a random coworker is like, hey, good job there. I saw that. Completely switches your mindset and how you view the entire project and your situation. So definitely, definitely, definitely start praising the people around you. And then also Studies have shown that if children are praised for just trying, they're more likely to tackle difficult tasks later on in life. So check yes, check yes, check yes. So when you're praising, always praise the effort, the progress, the try, because that is where the true magic will lie. And what is it, 10,000 hours makes you an expert at something. So the more effort that you put in, the better you will get at something and reach that potential expert level. And we're not trying to go for expert level. You don't have to put 10,000 hours in at organizing, but the more that you do put in, the better you'll get at it, the more you'll figure out what you want, the further progress you'll make, the closer it'll get to being your sanctuary. So a high five wall. Has anyone ever heard of a high five wall? It's quite possible I made this up. Don't know. But I adore high fives. I even do self high fives. It was so funny when that came about. I was like, high five. And then the person, I guess in my own mind, took way too long. And so I was like, boop. And I just high fived myself. I feel like I told this already, but I love high fives. They, again, it's a dopamine hit, just a high five. And then you slap someone and then both your brains are like, wee. And so create a high five wall in your house. And essentially this is a designated visible space where you will recognize all efforts. So from acts of kindness to finished chores, personal wins, any creativity that you want to post, milestones that have been reached, tasks that have been accomplished, art that you want to post, anything and everything that creates that dopamine hit or that makes someone happy or excited or just like stand a little taller, you want to add this to a high five wall. That's it. That's all it is like a happy space. And so you can put this anywhere, absolutely anywhere. It could be on like a bulletin board, a push board. You could do it on a whiteboard so you can erase it and add again, a chalkboard. It could be on your fridge with magnets or tape. You can do it in a hallway. The entire hallway could be the high five wall and you add framed pictures and nails, like however intense you want to do this. I've even seen people do it on doors, bedroom doors, or if you have a metal door anywhere, you can also do magnets on that. And then, or a door that's not used often. You also can do it digitally. If you have the backdrop of a computer that is in a common area or one of the smart devices or even a digital photo frame, anything that can cycle through so that you will see the praise items. And then it's like a surprise of like, oh, look, there's me holding the trophy after scoring the game-winning goal of the championship game. Hey, yo. And so you want it to be visible somewhere where everyone in the house can see it often. And then anything that you're using to attach items to your display area, you need those in that area. So you don't have to go searching for it if you needed to add something to it. So whether that's sticky notes, tape, index cards, construction paper, scissors, whatever you're going to use in order to enhance that area and or put up a new, yay, praise me, item is what you will have either in a cute little basket. You could put it in a shoebox bin, but it's going to be in that area so that you can just pop it up when something new comes into the house. That needs to go onto the high five wall. Okay, so are we feeling good about a high five wall? Is you think it's something that you will actually create or that it would work in your family or your household or whomever? So let's break down now then how to praise by age groups. So we'll start with kiddos. And this one is going to be more specific. And then as you age, you get less specific. But I love how you helped your brother without being asked. Awesome job. Or you can focus on, again, the effort and not just the outcome. You tried really hard to draw that and it shows. Great job. With kids, definitely, and even adults, but use the physical touch. So you're gonna high five or fist bump or you did it and do a dance. They love the physical interaction. They have a lot more energy than we do as adults. And anytime that you pop is going to be a good thing. I mean, with kiddos, you want them to actually help you also with the high five wall. So you want the praise to be very visual so they can see it, but also participatory. So they are acknowledging that they were seen, they were heard. It is now on the wall. They get to tape it up there or create something to add to it, etc. So utilize them to put on their wall and make a big deal about it. This is a praise wall. It's a high five wall. So make sure that it is definitely very loud, very vocal, and physical high fives, fist bumps, etc. for all the efforts. And so with teenagers, we're gonna take a step back and our goal here is to respect their autonomy And so we want to recognize them, but not be overly cheesy, public, or loud about it. And so a text message works great. You can put a sticky note on a mirror or in a lunchbox. I can remember multiple friends would get sticky notes from their parents with just happy messages. And one-on-one conversations do work, but make sure no other people are around. You want to just make sure it is focused on them and that they can't get embarrassed. And so just, hey, I saw how hard you studied this week. Keep it simple, keep it focused, and just respect that they are trying to figure out who they are at this point in their lives. And then you really want to praise their any initiative that they take, and especially responsibility. So you really own that presentation prep, super impressive, period. And you don't have to go on and on, just state it, call it a thing, and let it go. If they are comfortable with being on the high five wall, definitely give them space on that. But you can ask them, hey, I think this deserves to be on the high five wall. Should we put it up there? And let them make the decision. So you're allowing them to own their own praise, and then they can put it on there. And if you start this when they're young anyway, it's probably going to just grow with them, and they're going to want to be on the high five wall because, hello, it's the high five wall. Okay, so just be very respectful of them. Don't be overly dramatic about it, but still, fist bumps are still okay. High fives, but more subtle high fives, not as enthusiastic. And then just acknowledge exactly what they have done. Okay, and then with adults, so whether partners, friends, roommates, whomever, you can create a mutual high five message thread that you share many achievements with. And so if it's a multiple group, just call it whatever you want to call it, high five wall. Hey, that's easy. And express when you appreciate what someone else has done or anything that's exciting. If someone struggles to go get their driver's license renewed and you know they went, hey, high five goes to Steph for getting her driver's license. Yay. And then send it with confetti. We know we all love that confetti text. That is a huge win. And then you also want to acknowledge for like roommates and people you live with, all small wins. So folding the laundry, working through a hard day. Like if they survived a hard work day, something is stressing them out, be like, hey, we made it through. Let's have a glass of wine, drink a cup of tea. However, like we're done. High five. We survived the day. Anytime that you meal prep, if you finally get around to that task of replacing a light bulb, you know, everything that you do in the house, high five. Whether it's small or big, it's been taking 6 months to do, or if it was on your to-do list today and then you cross it off today, high five. Every task, every effort, every accomplishment, everything that deserves praise. And so it's up to you guys to put the parameters on it of what you want to do with that. But just know that we all love those dopamine hits. And then if you live with adult parents, so you want to give praise without patronizing, being condescending, or treating them like an infant. And so just be very aware of your words when you do acknowledge their help or effort, but always acknowledge their wisdom, especially. They've lived a lot longer than we have, help and effort. And so like, I noticed you've been taking care of your health. I'm so proud of you. Great. Leave it at that. You don't have to go on and on about it. You can also reverse it and send them sticky notes or photos, text chains, etc. Figure out the best method that you guys want to express praise to each other. And or they can even contribute to a praise wall. So if they live with you, have a spot for them, or it's all intermingled, however you do that. But if they don't live with you, create the high five wall at their house. And then you can add to it. If you have kids, they add to it. Siblings add to it. Whoever, of like, I really appreciate that you brought over food when I wasn't feeling well last week. And then I feel like we all need to acknowledge that even if they are adult parents, and so let's just put them at 60 plus, they're still growing, they're still learning, they're still figuring out their likes and their dislikes, and they're still contributing, there's still value in their lives. And I think anything that we can do to help them realize that and acknowledge that and that we appreciate that is huge. And then the last one we're going to go into is ourselves. So do we still need a high five wall if we live by ourselves? Yes, absolutely. If you don't want to make a whole wall, if that feels like a little too much for you, you can do just like a board, like a small little tack board or a victory jar. I love the ones who create a jar and it can be any time of the year. And then December 31st comes around and they read everything that they accomplished, or at the end of the month, end of the week, however you need to do it in order to get a boost of dopamine, do it that way. But you would just, you can track small wins. So like a done list, and you add it to the jar, or you have a master list that you add everything you've accomplished that you feel is worth a win. You put it in there. You also can do one and done, which is like a mirror talk. So if you look in the mirror and say, I showed up for myself today, I'm so proud. Check it off, keep going. There won't be a record of it, but you're still getting the dopamine hit. You're still making eye contact, praising yourself, and that is a success and a win, and definitely useful for building self-confidence, for building our ability to face challenges head on. And it even reduces stress because it's like you're telling yourself, you got this. You've accomplished X, you've accomplished Y, you've accomplished Z. You definitely got B. Come on, girl, we got this. And then I don't want to discourage you from having a high five wall. In fact, I challenge you to make it unapologetically visible and be bold, be bright, put all the little things up there, add to it at least once a day, 7 times a day, pick a number. Don't pick a number, just organically go through it, but make it so visible that you can't help but see it and your heart and soul smile that it's there. And that is the goal with every age group we just went through. We want all the efforts, all the art, all the creations, every task that's been accomplished. We want it bolded and acknowledged and seen so that we keep doing it. Okay, so even if you don't have a high five wall, and I do highly recommend that you have a high five wall, I would still like you to start doing micro celebrations. And so this is just a tiny ritual or an action that marks every win that comes to you, and no matter how small. So this can be for any effort, any completion, any success, anything that you want to celebrate, celebrate. And so even if it's like you wanted to take up running and you haven't been running in 10 years and you went to the store and you bought shoes, you didn't put them on, you haven't worn them outside of your house, but you bought them and they're in your house. Step one, right? That deserves a celebratory win. And so things to celebrate, you can verbally state out loud, yes, I did that, like with enthusiasm or woohoo or yay, just be very excited that you did it and compliment yourself, praise yourself. I'm a big fan of happy dances, like finger dances, woo woo, my finger going up and down, woohoo. Do a dance, you can sing a song, you can play like your favorite song, like Rocky, for something that's like woohoo, or whatever song emotionally is attached to you that also gets the dopamine going. You can light a candle, high fives, or personal favorite, hugs. And so if you have other people that are with you, or even hug yourself. I did that actually this morning, and I held my hand for a good minute, if not longer, and then I hugged myself. And it feels exactly like if it was someone else that was there with you. You can also, you can treat yourself to like cake or wine or ice cream or something that's more celebratory-ish action, but these are like micro wins. And so we want to do something that can be immediately done quickly, such as a verbal, yay, great job, that's awesome, etc. Or the hug, high five. Again, it's that immediate reaction. You're training your brain, tricking your brain, training your brain, you know, but it happens, the task, the effort, and then you're like, woohoo. And then your brain gets a dopamine hit. And then that makes you want to keep going. And so if you do the task and then you're like, oh, let me get ice cream an hour later, doesn't quite have the effect of being tied to the actual task for your brain. And so just do these little things, these quick things that will have the actual reaction. Does that make sense? And then a really good rule of thumb would be to encourage everyone to add praise to the wall for others. You can do it for yourself, but also just be on the lookout for what everyone else is doing or how they're making you feel or how they're making life easier for you, and then add them to the wall. And you can do it where every Sunday you add items to the praise wall, make it a Friday night activity with pizza. You can do it where you scroll through the digital praise if you added it that way, however you want to do it. And then just remember to celebrate effort, not just the outcomes. You can do outcomes, you get straight A's, you want to be on the honor roll, you can go on the board. But it's also, hey, you know, you had a C at the halfway through the semester and you pulled it up to a B+. That's amazing. Like, that is success, period. And just remember that if you start praising effort and celebrating when effort becomes the norm, then you're creating a environment where it's safe to explore, it's safe to experiment and push the boundaries a little. And so this is going to cause growth for all involved, yourself, anyone in the house, and it just becomes reaching higher and higher and higher. Okay, so I covered a lot today. I hope it helped you decide to create a high five wall. If you did, please send me a picture. I would love to see it, either at Facebook group, ABCs of Home Organization Community, and or you can email me abcsofhomeorganization@gmail.com. Thank you so much for joining me today. Remember that organizing is not about perfection. It's about creating a space that empowers you and makes life easier. If you found today's episode helpful, please subscribe, share it with a friend, or leave a review. Also, join that Facebook group, ABCs of Home Organization Community. Post pictures, ask questions, or tell us how your journey is going. I'll be back soon with more actionable tips to help you transform your space and your life. Until next time, happy organizing.